the power of ordinary faith. The power of ordinary faith. In other words, keep walking. I believe that God wants to remind us of something simple today. And it's absolutely vital that we don't have to be on fire all the time to be faithful. We don't need goosebumps to be godly. We don't need to hear a booming voice from heaven to be close to Jesus. You just need to keep walking with Him. So today I'm going to talk about the kind of faith that isn't flashy, but a faith that will last us a lifetime. You know, we don't always feel spiritual all the time, do we? True. I sort of mapped it out in my mind this week. I was thinking, on a percentage level, how on fire am I for God in a normal week? And it came to about 0.6%. Only joking. For me, I would gonna put it at about 72%. But that's because, and that's with me being immersed in the Word all week and encouraging other people all week and talk preparation, you know. Those are the things that make you feel spiritual and more passionate and on fire for God. But you be honest for a minute. Do you only get your spiritual sort of feeling on a Sunday afternoon? Or is that also prevalent for you during the week? You see, sometimes Christian culture makes it feel like unless we're carrying and crying in worship all the time, or journaling scriptures and studying them all the time, every morning, and or praying for hours, that we must be doing something wrong if we're not doing those things. But Luke chapter 16 and verse 10 tells us this. Listen to this very carefully. Whoever is faithful with very little will be faithful with much. Whoever is faithful with very little will be faithful with much. I don't think Jesus is very interested by hype. But I think that Jesus is more moved by our consistency. I used to think that there was something wrong with me when I just didn't feel it. When worship just wasn't hitting, when prayer felt dry in my life. But then I realized that no relationship is built only on feelings. Now, for those of us that are married or in a relationship, we don't build a strong marriage or a strong relationship on candlelit dinners all the time. But we build it on showing up, being present, choosing love, even when we're tired, irritated or distracted. You see, for Janet and I, when I'm tired, I get a little bit grumpy.
What, because you don't have your coffee?
Generally, just when I'm tired. So if I'm tired, then I might get, sometimes I get a little bit snappy, and I'm not ashamed to say that. But you see, when I get like that, and sometimes I feel like everybody's irritating me, including my wife. And I just want to go and hide in the shed and just be on my own and just be miserable and grumpy. I find what helps me is when I walk up to her and I just very quite quickly come to her and do that. You see, because when I'm doing that, I'm acknowledging, hang on, I'm a little bit crouchy right now. I'm not feeling all that great. I'm certainly not feeling very spiritual right now. I just want to go and take cover because there's so much going on around me or in me that it helps for me to go to Janet and to acknowledge that I love her, even when I'm like that. Even in that little gesture of giving her a quick little kiss on the forehead. And that's how it is with Jesus. That even when we're feeling tired and weary and grumpy and not spiritual and we're struggling to pray, sometimes it can just be one line and we can just mutter in the middle of all that, and that is, Jesus, I love you. Because that's what about having a relationship is about. It's about communicating not just when things are going well, but communicating with the one that you love, even when things are messy. I want to say this to your soul today, that little faithfulness is big in the kingdom. You know, sometimes just disciplining ourselves and reading one psalm before we go to bed, that matters. Why do I say a psalm? Because I find the psalms are very uplifting. They uplift us.
Or listen to one of our prayers.
If we just read one psalm before bed, or just whispering a prayer on the bus, that counts. Or being kind when you're tired, that's spiritual. Or showing up to church when you don't feel like it, that's faith. You see, the world out there, it loves fireworks, doesn't it? It loves the hype and the spectacular. But God honors the candle that just keeps burning. And if you've been quietly serving somewhere, helping out behind the scenes, or looking after someone, or being there for a mate, and it feels like no one notices you and what you're doing, I want to remind you that God sees you. That faithfulness isn't always celebrated here, but it is honored in heaven. So don't stop, but keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Now, if you're here today and you're thinking, I feel so dry, I feel so disconnected, it happens to me as well. And I want to speak gently to you. Don't quit. Don't try and fake it. And definitely don't run away. And just be honest. Just start small with one verse. Or one sentence to Jesus. Or just 2 minutes of silence where you can just think about God. Look around at something in creation and just think, wow, God, you made that. I'm telling you, it'll make you feel better. Amen. This is what it is to walk with Jesus. That your faith is not measured by your feelings, but it's measured by your following of Him. And if you're still showing up and you're still listening and you're still longing, then guess what? You're still following Him. The small choices we make will shape big faith. Colossians 2, 6-7, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in Him. Not a sprint, not leaping around, but a walk. This walk is built with small choices. Reading scriptures instead of scrolling all the time. Forgiving when it's easier to hold a grudge. Turning up to church when you could just stay in bed. Praying for 30 seconds, between doing something, even while the kettle is boiling. And by the way, that irritates me. My kettle is so slow. But you know what I do now? Instead of sitting, getting impatient with the kettle, I use that 30 seconds just to say something to God. See, we can choose how we react. I can either react with frustration and irritation. By the way, I think I need to get a new kettle in any case. Right? But to sit and... Whereas I could be saying, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you that you've kept your hand on me. Thank you that you love me. And I love you too, Lord. The small things, they turn into big faith. Have you ever done something really faithful and thought, oh, no one saw that? Welcome to my life as a pastor. But you know what God did? And God sees everything we do. Jesus said in Matthew 6, when you pray in secret, your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. You see, the world out there, it measures performance, but God values our obedience. So if the text that you sent to someone hurting, or that offering that you put in the offering bag that no one saw, or that decision to say no to something that tempts you all the time, it matters. I want to talk about habits. Not to burden you, but to build you up this afternoon. I'm going to give you three rhythms that help our faith grow. Number one, keep it small and consistent. One verse, one honest prayer. Number two, tie it to something you already do, like what I was telling you about with the kettle boiling. Or listen to a psalm while you're walking. Yeah? Download that Bible app. There's audio on it. You can actually sit and listen to a psalm while you're walking. Thank God while you're brushing your teeth. Don't wait to feel it, but just do it anyway. Because commitment will build more than motivation ever could. You might not feel spiritual, but faith isn't a feeling. Faith is a choice. And God works in the waiting. You know, when nothing is happening, you've been praying for something and just nothing is happening. It's happened to Janet and I all the time. Maybe you've prayed about something for a long time, or you served and you've obeyed, but there's just no breakthrough happening in your life. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, don't grow weary in doing good, for in due season you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. Seeds don't grow overnight, do they? You plant a seed, it doesn't grow overnight. They build the roots first under the ground where you can't see them. But there's something happening under the ground in that seed. Don't walk away from the soil just because you can't see the growth. Because God is doing something beneath the surface in our lives. He's strengthening us. He's teaching us. He's preparing us. Now you have something that we all do, and that's comparison. We compare each other, ourselves to others. But comparison is like a poison. When we look at other people's journeys and wonder why we are not further along. In John 21, Peter does that. He looks at John and he asks Jesus, oh, what about him? And Jesus goes, says to him, well, what's it to you? You follow me. You see, comparison will always take our eyes off Jesus. I just want to remind you that you're never behind with Jesus. You're never late and you're never forgotten. But you have your own lane. So walk in your own lane with courage. And now for the big one. Whoop, whoop. What if you've messed up? What if you mess up? What if you drift away? I read Lamentations 3. It says, His mercies are new every morning. New every morning. That you can start again, even right now, just one honest prayer or one decision to stop running away from God. Because God's grace is not recycled, it's fresh. And if you feel like you've missed your chance, then hear me this afternoon, you haven't. That God's not waiting for you to fix it all, but He's waiting for you to come back to Him. So this afternoon, here's what I want you to take with you. This is your takeaway. That you don't need to be impressive to walk with Jesus. That you don't need to go fast. You don't need to always feel spiritual. But what you do need to do is just keep walking with Him. And if you stop, then let me encourage you just to start again. Even if it's over and over again. Because Jesus will never, ever let go of you. And He never will. He'll never let you go. Oh. He'll never let you go. That's okay. I did know. Okay. It's just the lady who's going to come so we can pray for her, all right? So I just want to just ask you and challenge you. Don't worry about what's going on out there. Ask you this afternoon, what are you feeling, or how were you feeling before you came to church today? Do you feel like you're struggling in your walk with Jesus? Do you feel like life is just too difficult at the moment and you don't know what to do? Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're just tired. You know, there's no shame in getting tired and weary. But I want to remind you what Jesus said. He said, cast all your burdens unto me, and I will give you rest. That we don't have to be in a state where we are totally and completely whacked out and feel like life just can't move forward. Because with Jesus, we are always, always moving forward. So would you check your heart right now? Check where you are. I take it that we all love Jesus, yes?
Yeah.
I take it that we all know that Jesus loves us. Yes. But I also take it that some of us has walked in here today with a lot of heavy things on our hearts. Now we can sit back and we can say, okay, I'm going to walk out of here today feeling in exactly the same way as what I walked in. Could we do that? Or is there a better option? And the better option is, for those of you that are struggling, If you are struggling to walk with God, that this afternoon is your opportunity to say, okay, Lord, I've been trying to do it on my own. I've been trying to do it in my own strength. But I'm not doing very well, am I? Because nothing is changing. I'm just stuck in this lane where I just feel like I'm done. Like I'm not feeling anything. My soul and my heart just feels numb. And you know, when we're doing that, guess what? We're in the wrong lane. When we're in our own lane, we're not in the lane with Jesus. We need to make a decision if we're going to change lanes and get back into the lane with Jesus. You hearing me? So that's the first question I want you to ask yourself this afternoon. What lane are you in this afternoon? What lane are you in this afternoon?
Fast lane.
And my prayer for you this afternoon is you can either walk out of here in the same state as what you walked in, or you can walk out of here with every single promise of Scripture that Jesus has made, that God has made, every single one of those promises written all over your life. It's no use knowing about what God promises if we don't believe it and we don't declare it over our lives. I had a rough week this week. A really rough week. I'm not going to go into details. But this week I actually sat and I cried out to Jesus. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. Because that was the reality. I didn't know what to do about what was happening around me. You know what? I didn't have to do anything except for to surrender and let God do it for me without interfering with it. But to let God get on with what He was doing. Now, many of you know about, before I came to salvation, that I was a drug addict, a drug dealer, that I had no self-esteem. And I came to salvation 38 years ago. But when I gave my life to Jesus, it didn't mean that everything just happened. I struggled for 4 years. I kept running back. I like to call it the vomit. Back to the vomit and partaking of it. 4 years. And the change came. When I suddenly realized, but hang on, Robin, you are making a fatal mistake. And that is you're not allowing Jesus you in completeness. And that's the difference. Just come as you are. You don't have to make yourself right. Let Jesus make you right. But that's the decision you have this afternoon. You can either harden your heart. I'm doing just fine, even in my misery. You know, I'll just keep going along. Because we can feel comfortable in that. We can actually feel comfortable in that position because we've become so used to it. Or we can start getting serious about Jesus and saying, okay, Jesus, I'm opening up. You step in. You fix what I have not been able to fix on my own strength. We're never going to fix it on our own. I've learned that. You know, after my cancer diagnosis, I had a really, I'm going to speak really real talk this afternoon with you. You need to understand my heart and where I've come from and why I am the man that I am today. Why I'm able to stand here and to be able to testify to you this afternoon. But when I got diagnosed with my first diagnosis, not the second one, the first one, I said, God, what on earth are you doing? I felt like God was punishing me. It was like I was thinking that there was this arrogance inside me that said, can't you see how much I've changed for you? And now you're putting me through this. I thought you were with me. That's arrogance. Instead of saying, Lord, look what you've done already. And look how far you've brought me already. And I trust you through this trial that I'm going through. It was me, 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 me. But when we walk with Jesus, it's not about us. It's exactly that. Walking with Jesus. So where does that leave you this afternoon? It's so easy to come back. Jesus didn't make it difficult for us to come back to Him. He just says, take your eyes off the storm and look at me. And I will say, come. But He's asking you this afternoon, will you? Will you come back? Let's stand a minute. Can we stand? So it's going to be very, very basic like this afternoon. Yeah? This is very, very easy and basic. It's just a simple, Lord, I'm coming back to you 100% on this Sunday afternoon. And if by Tuesday you slip up again, so what? Then you do it again on Tuesday. You say, Lord, I come back to you. Again. And then after you've done that on Tuesday and you slip up again on Friday, Lord, I come back to you again. Not on the first time, Lord, I come back to you again, so I'm giving up. That's not what faith is. That's not ordinary. But it's making the decision to keep walking, to keep coming back. So I'm going to give you that chance now, just to, if you will, just lift your hands to heaven and just say, Lord, I'm coming back.
I'm coming back.
Help me to be strong. That when I'm weak and I fall over, that I will keep inviting you to come back in. And I declare your promises over my life. And I want to thank you that you don't throw me aside every time I mess up. Thank you for your love, your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, would you fill us with joy? Not the joy of the world, but the supernatural joy that only Jesus can give. I leave this afternoon strong. I leave this afternoon with Jesus by my side. And I leave this afternoon more than a conqueror.
And I leave this afternoon more than a conqueror.
Through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Janet?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to sing.